Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride together. I've got a story to tell. The other day, it was last Tuesday, I was driving my car in the rain. I felt really good and really relaxed. I was going to play dominoes with my grandma at Golden Pastures Retirement Home. I like driving in the rain sometimes. It wasn't raining too hard, you see. It was just softly raining. And the whole world seemed a little soft. The rain on the windows of the car made everything look a little different, a little soft and pretty. And the raindrops were making beautiful, soft sounds as they fell on the roof of the car. And I was listening to music in the car. It was jazz. I didn't have the music on very loud. It was soft, too. So it was like there were tiny little people playing jazz inside my car with me. Of course, they weren't really there, but it was like they were, because the jazz was playing softly, like the rain. At one point, while driving through a small town, I noticed the cars in front of me had stopped. I stopped too, as you have to do when driving, just waiting for them to start moving again. When I, in that moment, stopped, that moment seems long now, and you'll know why soon. But I stopped in this moment on the street and I smiled to myself. And I was picturing the tiny jazz band in my mind, just playing in my car. And as I was picturing them, all of a sudden, bam, a car hit me in the back. It was a total surprise. I had no idea that this was going to happen, and so I was completely shocked. The cars ahead of me moved on, but I couldn't. I looked in the mirror to see the car behind me. It was badly damaged. The jazz was still playing. I saw the damaged car in my rearview mirror moving to the side of the road, and I did the same. My heart was beating very fast, and it felt hard to think straight. I imagined the tiny jazz band all fallen down, bruised, bleeding, but still playing. I wasn't too shocked to pull my car over on the side of the road. And as I did, I thought, why do we say pulling the car over when I'm not pulling the car but driving it? I don't know. I still don't know why you say pull over the car, but you do. Anyway, I turned off the car and the jazz and got out into the rain. I saw the other car door open. A very young girl got out. She was crying, I think, but it was hard to tell because it was raining, so it may have just been the rain falling down her cheeks. I felt really sorry for her because I knew the accident was her fault. I was also a little bit mad, but I didn't want to say anything that might make her feel worse. I felt very rattled. I think that's the best word to describe how I felt. Rattled. And I could tell that she felt rattled too. She'd made a mistake. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life too, and I'm not going to stop making mistakes in the future. And even though I was upset, as I said, I didn't want to show her that I was upset, but I guess I couldn't really hide it completely. Still, I was worried about her because she was so young. I checked out the back of my car. It was all bent out of shape. Some parts had fallen off the car and were lying in the road. I picked them up and put them in the trunk. The girl and I filled out a form indicating what had happened. That's what you're supposed to do. The rain was getting the paper wet, though, so we both sat in my car to do it. She calmed down a little bit as we were filling out the paper, and she said she was sorry. I said, "It's okay. Nobody's hurt. It's no big deal." I said something like that, I think. I honestly don't really remember. It's a little hard for me to speak in times like that because I get so rattled. When we finished filling out the form, she went back to her car and drove off somewhere. Well, I just sat there for a second. I wondered if I actually felt more afraid than she did. I started the car, and the jazz came back on. And I drove on and went to meet my grandmother, to play dominoes with her and her friend Mildred. When I got there, it wasn't even late. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.